And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator with you along with Stoney, who was in for Doug. Stoney looks very confused here in our kind of revamped studios. But you've done the show since we've... Oh, you haven't?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I want to sign on to the computer here, but there's no keyboard. The keyboard's for the other screen, I guess, and... I might have to move over later.
There's another one over back there, but I'm not sure if that'll work with that. Yeah, I don't know if I can help you with that.
Okay.
I'd like to think I could, but maybe I can't. Things change, man.
Hey.
Things change.
That's right.
Yes, you got to learn how to adapt, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing here. Adapt on the fly. We had to do a little bit of that last week, for sure, but we feel better about it now-ish. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. There's no computer. There's no keyboard for you.
No.
I'm sure it's close by.
Yeah, well, there's a keyboard there that's for that screen. So maybe I'll sit over there. I don't know. Whatever.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Look, we welcome you, the people out there, 248-539-9797.
There was radio before there were computers.
This is true. Absolutely, 100%. Look, I think what's on everybody's mind, I mean, we don't have to go too far in depth of what's coming up on the show other than to say that 10:35, we're going to offer up our champ and chumps, but you can have your champ and chump of the weekend anytime you like. You can call us or text us. It's the same number, 248-539-9797. But Stoney, we're going to start with the Tigers. There's a number of places we can start with the Tigers, but why don't we just start with what's in our face, and that is a four-game losing streak that they have. It's the longest losing streak of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, they answer these losing streaks with winning streaks, and they go on pretty good runs after that. But we've got the All-Star break. So everything comes to a complete hold. I kind of feel like it's probably a good time for the All-Star break.
Yeah, it is.
Kind of recalibrate here.
And look, and I don't want to get too worried about what's ahead, but I will say that when they resume, and I'm sure we'll all talk about it after the All-Star game, they resume in Texas, who's a pretty good team, 5-3 in their last eight. The Rangers have outscored their opponents 53-30. And they are also, by the way, the second-best team in the league in WHIP and first in ERA. And by itself, okay, they got to go play Texas, who actually, if I'm not mistaken, beat the Tigers in a series in Comerica earlier this season.
They did.
Conversely, now I know it's an 11.5-game lead, but the Twins are in Colorado, the Guardians are hosting the A's, and Kansas City's playing the Marlins. So it would be imperative, maybe that's too strong of a word, to the Tigers to at least hopefully go 2-1 against Texas, hold serve.
I'll just win the series. Yeah, that's how they played all season long. They've only lost, 10 series all season long or something
like that?
So they've been very, very good this season. Obviously, there's still 21 games above 500. They still have a healthy 11.5-game lead in the Central Division.
They still have the best record in baseball,
they're still a really, really good baseball team. But it doesn't mean that they don't have their holes, which we all know every team has flaws. Even if you put an all-star team together, there's still going to be some kind of flaw there. I was just about to say, this is a team that's not chock full of all-stars, and yet there are six of them.
Yes.
Which is kind of crazy to think about, and, you know, deservedly so, with the way that those guys have played in the first half, plus 20 games or whatever it is in the season, or plus an extra 15 games. They've got out to this lead, and it's nice to have this lead, particularly when you're going into an extended break here. I don't think they play again until, Friday?
Correct.
I think it's when they start playing baseball again. So they got some time off here. And some of these guys definitely need some time off. And I think they're probably welcoming having the time off. But losing four in a row going into the break, that's not ideal. Of course it's not ideal. And it's been a breakdown all series long against the Mariners in all facets of the game. They didn't field the ball particularly well.
No.
They didn't pitch particularly well. I mean, Scooble got hit up. Casey Mize got hit up.
By the way, I want to ask you a question. I mean, it could be I don't want to make a big deal of it, so don't take it for what it's worth. Do you think they made a mistake by switching the days with Scooble and Mize? I think they did it for the All-Star game. I don't know, because originally Scooble was supposed to pitch on Saturday. They moved him up to Friday. It was still a normal rest, so to speak. You think that had anything to do with either of their struggles?
I don't think
probably
so.
Probably not.
No, and I don't think it matters. It's a short-term thing. Yeah. It's, you know, no, I'll answer your question.
Okay.
No, I don't think it matters even a little bit. I think what matters is that they didn't pitch well.
No.
You know, Scooble, I was surprised that he got hit as hard as he did, that Mize got hit as hard as he did, that the bullpen got hit as hard as they did, that the Tiger hitters, they didn't get the big hit when they really needed it.
Except for Riley Green.
Yeah, and the solo home run that he hit to give them the 4-3 lead yesterday, but that was short-lived.
Right, that's the one I meant.
Yeah. But beyond that, I mean, they didn't. When I said a big hit, I mean, like, you've got bases loaded, two outs, you need to deliver a double or a right. single, and that just, it just didn't happen. Certainly didn't happen often enough. You could find a couple of instances. Well, yeah, they had a hit here and a hit there, but not like what Seattle was doing. Seattle just pummeled the Tigers bullpen all weekend long, and that's kind of painful to watch when you start resurrecting guys' careers, you know, like Rodriguez. All of a sudden, he's back to being a real threatening player.
Rosarena had a good series. Yeah. Look, they got outscored 35-14 to the Tigers. They gave up 11 home runs.
Wow.
The most alarming stat to me is, if I did my math correctly.
Oh, here we go.
They gave up 21 runs after the sixth inning.
I think your math is probably close on that. If you're probably right.
Now, granted, a lot of that was the ninth inning on Friday, but still.
Oh, but it was every game they gave up runs.
Yeah. To. I mean, they had leads in two of them, right, up until that the sixth inning, if I'm not mistaken.
I think there may have just been the lead in the game yesterday.
Okay, but they were close in one.
They got close, but then, you know, Seattle put more distance between them. Yes. It's a problem.
Yeah, it's a huge problem.
At least it was in the series. But that's really the bigger question is it a problem moving forward? Now, adding before the trade deadline, which is July 31st, so that's 17 days away, adding before the deadline it's imperative the Tigers do something.
Yes, and look, Scott Harris said they would. I trust them. The question is, to me, if, I don't know how many games they're going to let this go, but if it doesn't improve, you know, within the first series in Texas, the hell with wait until July 31st. Let's get this done now before other teams go after some of your players that you want. And if you have to give up maybe a little more, so be it.
Well, I'm sure that a lot of teams want to take that approach, and the team that's selling is going to say, well, you know what, we're going to wait because they can. So I know I'm with you. I think everybody would like to say, just let's add now. And we don't have to wait. Let's not get into a bidding war at the end of the 11th hour by the trade deadline. Get it done now. But you can't do that unless the other team wants to trade with you. That's the whole two to tango thing, right?
Right.
That's the part of the deal that nobody knows. Nobody knows what Minnesota is saying or what the Diamondbacks are saying, what the Pittsburgh Pirates are saying. Nobody knows. If they're like, you're calling about Bednar, the closer in Pittsburgh, and hey, we'd like to bring him over here, let's talk trade. If Pittsburgh is saying, yeah, you're not alone, and we've told everybody, back off until we'll be willing to talk trade 5 days before the deadline, mm-hmm. and then we'll, you know, best and last at whatever. Don't know what approach teams take. Ask yourself what kind of approach you would take if you were the Pittsburgh Pirates, and you know you've got one or two pieces in the bullpen that everybody in the league wants. Would you make a deal right now, or would you wait?
Well, sometimes if you wait too long, you don't get great value. Yeah. Hello, J.D. Martinez, Alavila. However, I think I'd wait a little bit if I was those teams. Maybe not to the very deadline, but if you get offered something that you want, you should take it.
Well, in the meantime, because it is the All-Star break, there's probably not going to be a whole lot of action going on until, say, Friday.
No, plus they're all working on their drafts.
Yeah. Today is the second day of the draft. We'll get into the Tigers draft and what they did yesterday a little bit later in the show. But we want to ask the people, 248-539-9797. That's the telephone number, same number to text. When it comes to this team, if you were a bat person going into the deadline? Have you changed it all now? I've always been a bullpen guy, that's what they needed to add to this team. And nothing's changed for me. I'm not thumping my chest about it because I'm not happy about it. I'm really not happy what we saw over the weekend. And I'm also not going to make too big of a deal out of what happened over the weekend. I'm looking at a longer plan than just what happened three games against the Mariners.
Correct. Look, every team goes through this. They lost four straight games. I mean, the Yankees, the Dodgers, all these teams have gone on these lengthy losing streaks. Philadelphia, a lot of good teams.
Yes, and all these teams are also expected to add before the deadline, which is why people are getting antsy and why you're saying you want to make something happen now, and I'm not against that. I'm just saying that I think that everybody's going to want to try to do that, and the teams that hold the power, the bad teams in baseball that have the players that everybody wants, they can dictate the terms, and we'll see what happens there. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.